And I have a guest here, a couple that have walked the walk, not just talked the talk. And they have found out how you can enter into the supernatural of God and literally take your healing out of that invisible realm. I have on the telephone Dale and Pearl Rotz. On February 15th, 1997, Pearl, his wife, said, my head, and she suffered a massive stroke. There was blood began to seep into both sides of her brain, killing massive amounts of brain cells. The doctor said there was no hope. They operated on her, and Dale, what happened next?
After they operated on her, I remember they took her back into the room. They took her back into the room. As I stood by her bed, and I said, Holy Spirit, how do I pray? And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I remember reading it. I knew it in my heart, and I said, Lord, I don't get it. He took me, said, read, go to Genesis 1 and read it. I went to Genesis, and I thought, oh, God, how can I get it? If I didn't get it in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to get it in Genesis 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And he spoke those things into existence. And God said it was good and it was so. That's all I could see. It was good and it was so. It was good and it was so. And I heard him say to me, does Pearl have a brain in my spirit? God is supernatural and we are his children, can hear his voice. And I heard his voice, him say to me, does Pearl have a brain? And my spirit answered, and I said, yeah, the doctor said it's dead. But he said, my word is creative. Call the dead brain cells alive again. If we don't believe his word, we will never speak it. We got to speak it like it says in Romans 10. You got to confess with your mouth. And I said, I laid my hands on Pearl, said, in the name of Jesus, I call the dead brain cells alive again. That was my beginning of bringing the miracle to manifestation.
Now, how much did you believe what you were saying at that time? I mean, most people pray, but they're going through the motions, but in their heart, they don't believe it's going to happen. Did you actually believe this was going to happen?
Yes. I had already settled that day, Pearl, you will live and not die, when it happened to the church. And when we begin to stay there, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith and believe what your words are saying. Our words are vehicles for to bring in the results which you go after. And as I stood there, and I said that, and I laid hands on her, when I got done, she did not move. She was just like she was before. And it was one day, 2 days, 3 days. I remember the third morning. I was waking up in the morning. I slept right into the hospital in the waiting room on a kind of a fold-down chair. And I heard this voice say to me, let Pearl die. Let Pearl die. If she lives, she's only going to be a vegetable. She will hamper your ministry.
Boy, that devil is really shrewd, isn't he? I mean, here he's saying these things to you, trying to get your hot button, but how did you react to that?
You know, it came with the most gentle voice.
Huh. Did you almost think, is this God speaking to me, or did you know immediately?
My spirit immediately picked it up.
But your brain probably, if your spirit didn't, your brain, or if you didn't know the word of God, he would have succeeded in getting you off of your belief, your faith. That's what he tries to do to us.
Yes, he does. He tries to move us off of our faith. And immediately, I remember my spirit. I rose up my spirit and said, it is written. And I began to quote the word of God, that by his stripes we were healed. God is not a thief. He's the giver of restorer of life. And as I got up from that morning, went into her room, and I began to speak the same thing over her. Just kept speaking life, brain life, you're coming alive. I did this 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, no change. But see, I didn't change. I believe what God's word, his word forever established. And what came to my immediately into my spirit, man, was 112th chapter of Psalm. For your heart has to be established and your heart has to be fixed on God. Those two verses of scripture. And so, I went continually in, but there was no change. And the eighth day, ninth day, still no change. The tenth morning, I went back and I was in her room ministering to my wife, and her doctor came in. Oh, I got to go back a little bit. That morning when I prayed for her, I said, can I bring music into her room? And the nurse said, no, I don't think so, because we can't disturb her. And her doctor came in and grabbed her by the shoulders and began to holler at Pearl and to shake her. And he walked out. And I said, that's what I want to do. So we brought in anointed music and scripture reading into that room 24 hours a day. Very important. And so the 10th morning, as I was standing there by her bed, the music was going. And he said, your wife, looks like your wife is closing down. But he looked at the gauges and he walked out. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, Hebrews 10:35, cast not away therefore your confidence, with as great recompense of reward. And I said that in the name of Jesus. I'm not casting off my confidence. And I remember I said in my spirit immediately, Matthew 18:19 came to my call, someone into your faith, if any two agree touching together. And I remember I walked out of that room, went across into the waiting room, and the phone was ringing. And somebody answered the phone and said, I believe this phone calls for you. And my wife has two sisters in western Minnesota. And they called, and they always called my wife Pearlie. How is Pearlie doing today? And I said, according to the word of God, she's doing great. I already forgot what the doctor said. I could have said, oh, my God, she's dying. But I believe my spirit man held fast. And I hung up the phone. That was the shortest phone call I've ever had, probably. I thought, man, that man's rude. No, I knew they could talk me out of my wife's healing. And so we got to make sure that we stand fast and hold fast, knowing what it looks like. And so that day went by. That evening, I called in a man. I called in a person, my faith. And that evening, I got a phone call about 5 o'clock that evening and said, I heard about you. Can I come up and meet you? Another pastor out of Green Bay. I heard about him, but I did not know him. And when he came in, we went to the room, and I began to question him, and he had my faith. And I said, brother, God sent you to me because we have a battle. And that evening, we walked into that room, and as that the desk in the middle of that room sat, where intensive care room was, I said to this nurse sitting there, I said, this pastor and I are going to go into my wife's room. We have spiritual warfare to take care of. And she said, I understand. When I walked in that room, I said, Holy Spirit, how do I pray? And this is what he spoke to me in my spirit. He said, sing over her. And immediately when he said that, I remember Acts 16 came to me. Paul and Silas were in prison. And Paul said, we got to sing. And as he began to sing, the jail was rented. And that they was loosening their bonds. But I said, Lord, I can't sing. I'm no singer. I remember I said to Brother John, the Lord told me to sing over. He poked his finger to my nose. He said, sir, you do it. And sometimes we need that. And as this happened, I said, what song, Lord? Song I gave you. God gave Pearl a song in the fall of 1996. And the song came out of Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee does bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That was the song. And I remember as I began to sing the song, I opened my mouth and immediately I was taken up into the Spirit. And I began, the anointing came on that song. And immediately that room was filled for a choir of angels. Brother Sid, choir of angels for 45 minutes sang that song with me for 45 minutes. As I came back into my spirit, I was standing there. And I remember I said to Brother John, that part of the battle is won, and she's still laid in deep coma. And he wanted to say, how do you know? But he knew he'd keep his mouth shut. And 15 minutes later, my older daughter, walked into their mother's room, and she laid wide awake. And the first thing she said to them, Tim, Connie. And they came running out of that room, their eyes just bulging, and they began to say, Dad. Mom's awake. I said, I expected that.
I have right in front of me Philippians 2, verse 9 and 10. Let me read this to you. For this reason, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. What did that mean to you?
It meant that every infirmity, every disease, every force of hell has to bow. Stroke has to bow. Coma has to bow. Problems has to bow.
But what about the fact that there were massive brain cells that were killed?
Yes, they were. But God, because I kept speaking those brain cells every day, you're coming alive. Brain cells, you're coming alive.
But the doctor said that was impossible. But we're out of time.